Villagers told Studio 7 they are losing their valued livestock at an alarming rate due to the current dry spell, which has turned grazing lands into dust piles. The hardest hit districts are Chirezi, Mwenezi, Chivi, and Bikita, where villagers say they are losing up to 4 beasts per day. One of the affected villagers, Elliot Mposhi of Bikita, said he was devastated after losing 3 of his cattle last month, leaving him without draft power.
You know, this is time immemorial. Cattle is our source of wealth and income as the Africans, and Zimbabweans in particular. We are losing many cattle ahead because of the drought, and we don't know what is going to happen, because our children, this is difficult for them to go to school coming this time.
In Mwenezi and Chirezi, villagers have resorted to selling their cattle for as little as $30 in an effort to make money before they succumb to the devastating drought. Tigari Chauke of Chilonga in Chirezi said they had no option but to make losses by selling the beasts at very low prices, as under normal circumstances, a cow costs between $300 to $600.
Our cattle are dying. There is no grass for the cattle to eat anymore. And now with the situation, we are forced to sell the cattle for as little as $30, sometimes $50, so that at least we can get something.
Other villagers say they use their cattle for conducting various traditional practices like paying bride prizes and bereavements, and losing them will affect these norms. Derek Mutambu of Mandamawe in Chivi said villagers have since pleaded for government assistance, but nothing has come by.
Oh, things are bad here, because all the cattle are dying each and every day. Like in our tradition, we pay lobola using cattle. So we don't know what we are going to do to enable for us to pay our kids their lobolas to our in-laws. Surely, truly speaking, here we are suffering. Every day, cattle are dying, and there is no assistance from the government. I don't know what they are thinking about our lives here in Zimbabwe.
Masvingo Provincial Veterinary Director, Dr. Ernest Zimwasha, refused to comment on the number of beasts that have succumbed to the drought. A local newspaper reported this week that the region has lost more than 5,000 cattle since December. This figure could not be confirmed by the government and other independent agriculture agencies. Zimwasha only said the situation is very bad in the province and predicted that more cattle would be lost if rains do not fall soon. He urged villagers to buy supplementary feeds for their livestock, but he could not be drawn to comment on how government may help villagers who urgently need stock feed to save their dying livestock. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Kandri Maramba.